As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Great friend of the program, it's Scott Dolson. Scott, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Glass. How are you? Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Thank you for having me on.
Scotty boy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you. You working on those 12 hours today for me?
Yeah, I'm working there. I'm getting close.
Well, I've
got a few more to go.
I tell you what, the countdown on the clock is well underway. All you have to do is just try to, you know, navigate some of our streets around. The students have arrived. We got, 7,500 freshmen. I know there's a big... A welcome, isn't it, out at the stadium? You're gonna be there leading the fight song to the Frosh tonight, Scott?
Yeah, we've got. I don't think I'll lead the fight song, but I'll be there trying to help. But it's spirit and traditions is a big night for us, and it's great that we partner with campus and putting that on. You know, President Witten has been awesome and kind of getting things really juiced up and ready to roll this year. We had a football scrimmage this morning. It was great to be out there and you could feel the atmosphere change. You could feel campus just coming alive, and it's real exciting. Just can't wait to get going.
Well, I know Tom's not going to, you know, nudge or announce a quarterback, but how did the two look as they battled one another, Connor Bazelak and Jack Tuttle today, Scott?
Yeah, you know, I thought all three. I thought Dexter Williams looked good. As well. Yeah, I thought, you know, it's exciting to see the offense and the confidence, and, you know, Walt Bell's really, you know, I feel this isn't the company line, Joe. This isn't, you know, what I'm supposed to say. It's just what, you know, as a lifetime IU fan, you know, I feel a really good energy down there. You know, I think Adam Henry, our new wide receivers coach, has done a really good job as well. I see some spark with our receivers. So, you know, I'm anxious for our fans to come out, you know, 2 weeks from today, which I can't believe, you know, it's almost here. Just can't wait for that big Friday night game against Illinois, and I think people will be excited to see the Hoosiers play for sure.
We've got so much going on, and let's talk about that. Tickets, and if you need help, all you got to do is go to the website. IU Athletics representative will help you, but we got football. We got men's soccer season tickets, women's basketball. You can place a ticket deposit for that. And volleyball, their cream crimson scrimmage is tomorrow, and their season tickets available. So that's what fans need to do. And let's fill these great amenities that we have, these field houses and what have you.
I couldn't agree more, Joe. I really appreciate that because we had last year we called it kind of our re-entry year, you know, everyone coming out of COVID, and you know, our fans came out in droves and were really awesome. It started out with football, as you know, we had three sellouts last year and really had a great atmosphere, but it sprinkled over to all of our other sports, and we're hopeful that this year, you know, the same thing happens. And you know, hope springs eternally. Everybody's optimistic at this time of year, but I honestly feel that we're really in a good position to have a great fall and then lead right into the winter. And with both our basketball programs, you know, I can't remember both basketball programs being united like this in terms of the hope and excitement coming into the season. So I think it's going to be a great year for the Hoosiers, and I hope our fans really enjoy it.
This is Scott Dolson, you are listening to the director of athletics for Indiana University. And Scott, a little bit different this year for the fans, talking about all these great venues. We're going to see the Hoosiers in competition, men and women. Leave your cash at home this year. Something different, something new.
Yeah, part of that is, you know, just keeping up with the times. And most venues now, or most major venues, are going cashless. And it really does move along the service quicker. And try to make certain, because ultimately what we're trying to do is really always look to how we can improve our customer service. You know, part of the game experience is certainly watching the contest and watching the Hoosiers play, but everything around the game itself, we want to try to make certain we're always looking at ways to improve it. We think going cashless will speed it up and will hopefully improve the overall service for our fans. So we're excited about that.
And as we've learned in the restaurant business over the years too, Scott, cash has a way of disappearing. It's hard for credit cards to disappear, and there's one less headache everybody has to worry about. But, yeah, instead of breaking hundreds and counting back and getting change, swipe it and go. Everybody does that. That's exciting, and so is your partnership with Molson Coors.
Yeah.
Who is in charge of – did they come to you, Scott? Did you go search them out for us that aren't in the back room making these big deals happen? Tell me how this happened.
Yeah, that's a great question, because sometimes there is some confusion with that in terms of, you know, we still partner with Upland to serve the beer and alcohol at our home venues that we have alcohol available. So the partnership with Miller Coors is more from an advertising standpoint, which is separate from that, because the way the alcohol state laws work, that you separate the sales from the advertising. So Miller Coors actually, we work, as you know, with Learfield and IU Sports Properties to sell all of our advertising. And I worked with President Witten on a plan to open that category up for us. We haven't had advertising for beer or alcohol, and we're going to be the 10th school in the Big Ten to do this. So it's not like we're the first school to put our toe in the water. And just another way to generate revenue, to kind of promote some responsibility drinking and do some really good things that ultimately generate revenue for the department, which obviously goes to help our student athletes overall. So that's how it happens. It's really an IU Sports property sale, but it really works with me working with President Witten in the campus to make sure we're okay with how we do that.
So we just hang their banner, advertise, and give them time, but Upland is still the will be served at the concession stands and not Coors.
Yeah, and what Upland does, now Coors, there'll be a Coors product there. They have multiple products they sell that are from both Molson Coors or also with Anheuser-Busch. There are other products there, including Upland products. But in terms of the signage, you know, on the scoreboard or different ways where we advertise, that'll be the Molson Coors.
Well, in addition to everything going on, and in addition to welcoming the freshmen tonight at, 7:30, did you say, Scott, out at the stadium tonight?
Yeah, I think everything gets going around 8, but I think 7:30 is when they'll be coming in here and getting things rolling.
We also have another event, and tickets are still available. They're starting for just $5. We got a little, I know you already alluded to the excitement that when late fall rolls around in winter, excitement in both of our basketball programs, but a big Hoosier Fan Fest is going to consume the weekend, and it's going to start, tonight and run through Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Joe. And that's another interesting, it's kind of like describing the Miller Coors relationship. The, you know, with all the new NIL rules and the new opportunities for student athletes, you know, this Fan Fest is a way for both our men's basketball program and our women's basketball program, our student athletes themselves, to put on an event for the fans that is, it's separate from IU. It's not our event, IU Athletics.
Right.
They rent our facilities just like anyone who rents our facilities for an outside event. And then they're putting on this Fan Fest, which has been really neat. And they partnered with a company that puts on Fan Fest at Kentucky and Kansas, some other schools. So, you know, I think it should be a great opportunity for our fans to meet and see our new team as we head into, the 22-23 season.
Yeah, there'll be, the Fantasy Camp experience, Fan Fest, Fantasy Golf experience. That was earlier today out at FAU. And the women's youth camp for boys,
right,
for girls, boys and girls in the lower grade. So a lot going on there. 16 minutes right now after the hour of 3 o'clock, Big Show Friday, Glass in the Afternoon, Smitty, Director of Athletics, Vice President Director of Athletics Scott Dolson joining us in conversation. Well, mentioning dollars and cents, boy, talk about a win-win as the Big Ten continues to move forward with its groundbreaking, hitting a new stratosphere with these the new media rights agreement, Scott. And first of all, just your thoughts and comments on the overall impact it will have starting in the 2023 year.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for asking. It's really been a really great process. I actually sit on the Big Ten TV subcommittee as an athletic director, and so I've been able to kind of be involved in these negotiations for the last year and kind of learned how it all works, which has been very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really huge for the Big Ten, for each school, particularly for us as I look at it, just in terms of the national exposure, that now we're coast to coast, as you know, when we ultimately add USC and UCLA. And the way we partner with the three major networks, where we have Fox, CBS, and NBC, it really is set up sort of like the NFL in terms of that national presence on major networks. And the plan is to control, you know, football Saturdays. And so with the Big Noon show and Big Noon, big game of the week on Fox, and then 3:30 on CBS, and then a primetime game on NBC, and then you sprinkle in what we do with the Big Ten Network, which has been awesome. You know, I think our coverage across the country is going to be pretty unprecedented. And then it just goes on from there in terms of what's going to happen with basketballs and then obviously all of our other sports on the Big Ten Network. So that's exciting. From a revenue standpoint, you know, it's fantastic. Obviously, those numbers are big. Now, I'll say this. One of the things I'm doing now is it's also not – you can't believe everything you read in terms of exactly what it's going to mean to each school. You know, we won't see any new revenue until 2025.
Okay.
And ultimately, it's, you know, it's contractual obligations, and it's not quite as big as in terms of what's going to trickle down. We'll see what that number ends up being. But we're excited. We're happy. We're really excited about the national exposure. But in terms of the dollars, it's not a lottery-type windfall that's going to change us forever. It's good that we're getting more, but I'm trying to temper expectations even internally in our department, because right. People are putting their wish list together today.
Yeah,
and I said let's hold off on the wish list till we see in 2025 what we actually do get.
Yeah, billion is a nice word.
It is,
and if it comes, fine. And
Scott, I think the way that we can help the athletic department here now, today, tomorrow, is buy tickets for football. Don't you have a magic number, you and the department? If you sell X amount, the rest of it's gravy. I thought Fred brought that up a few years ago. That's why it's important to sell football tickets, because you can't sit around and hope for the unicorn of the TV deal to show up.
Glass, I appreciate you saying that, because that's exactly right. And, you know, football is a huge driver for us in terms of whether we're going to be able to make ends meet or not. And last year's a great example. You know, we went into last year, which our year is July 1 to June 30th, and last fiscal year we went into it thinking we might have a deficit. You know, we're coming out of COVID, didn't exactly know how attendance would be, and we were projecting maybe a $5 or $6 million loss. We'll end up finishing the black, and that, which was awesome, and that was really in large part due to unbelievable football crowds, which it led to record revenue for us that ended up pushing us over the hump. And so this season, we're no different. You know, we're looking to hopefully, and ticket sales have been going well. I appreciate you guys pumping it up, and I think people are excited. But that's how, in the athletic department, one of the things as I talk around to different constituents, that money in college athletics, because there's so many big numbers out there, like the billions, that there's sometimes a misconception that we have all the money we need, and that we just kind of find ways to spend it. And the reality is that, you know, we're one of the smaller teams in terms of our size of budget, in terms of the Big Ten and in the country with Power Five. And we have to definitely make ends meet and be smart how we budget our money. And we do that anyway, because we want our fans to understand that we're good stewards with the money that we generate. And so anyway, that's a long answer. I apologize for that, but it is, football is really important, and we're really conscientious of how we use those resources as well.
Well, it's the locomotive, no question, and it has been for eons, and we know we can only get 17,002 at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, so we're locked in there. But back to this agreement, we talk of, obviously, the game of football front and center, men's and women's basketball, but, boy, our Olympic sports, Scott, our student-athletes, according to this agreement, too, they will have an opportunity with this agreement to be on the big stage as well when we get this thing unveiled and rolling in, what, 23-4?
Exactly. So, I think, first of all, with the Big Ten Network and just the incredible job that they've done in terms of expanding that footprint and the coverage nationally, but then also as part of this negotiation with the new packages moving forward, to do all we can to highlight and promote all the sports, mm-hmm. and there'll be opportunities to do that. And I know the new streaming opportunity through NBC's Peacock, I think, can be real exciting in ways that, you know, what we're trying to do is look ahead and be on the cutting edge of what's next in broadcasting, you know, our content. But at the same time, you know, we are a traditional conference, and the traditional linear networks, which are the major players of Fox and CBS and NBC, that's where you're going to see the bulk of our content. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But in terms of coverage, and we look at all the other conferences around the country, that there's no question. I give Kevin Warren, our Big Ten commissioner, a lot of credit. I think this model you know, codifying the NFL model has been really well received, and for the student athletes' exposure, just couldn't be better, and it's going to be good things for the conference down the road.
Scott Dolson joining us, Vice President, Director of Athletics, Indiana U. Classes start on campus on Monday. That being said, I know you made another great initiative, which was just outstanding, Scott, in the fact that the Intercollegiate Athletic Department now will be rewarding our student athletes for academic achievements with a stipend a little less than $6,000 per year. What a great move on the part of you and the supporting cast out at Assembly Hall.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe, and that's one of the things that when the rules changed, you know, we've always been able to give athletic awards, but when the ruling came down that we can provide academic incentives, you know, we jumped at that because, as you know, being around as long as you have, and I know you know this class as well, we want it all. We want broad-based programming. We want a balanced programming. We want to win, of course, in all our sports, but we see the big picture. And so anything we can do to encourage and honor and award academic success is important to us. So I know our student-athletes are excited about that, and we're proud to be a part of that program and to continue to show that it's about something bigger than just winning a game, and it's trying to maximize the opportunity for all of our student-athletes. So we're excited about that.
Well, I know you were excited and were part of the symposium for the women last weekend, and that was at different venues, but that was a big success story. And, boy, the initiative program that was introduced in, 2021 to fund over 300 women athletes, student-athletes, and what have we got, 13 women's teams or so? Wow. Mm-hmm. What a big boon there.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe. We're really excited about that. And then we think we've just really got off the launching pad and can do some really big things with that. But our Women's Excellence Initiative really is trying to do – it's really to make certain it accomplishes improving the really opportunities for all of our 13 women's programs, but really enhancing the experience for all of our female student-athletes individually at the same time. And this Women's Excellence Symposium we had last week was really a culmination of all of that, and to bring it together and exchange ideas and talk about women's sports and what's next. And couldn't be more proud. Kelly Bamba heads that up for us, and she did a phenomenal job. And, you know, President Witten came and spoke as our first – not only – it was great having the president of the university there, but her being the first ever female president of the university was even that much more meaningful just at the first ever Women's Excellence Symposium. So – we think this is going to be, and we know it's going to be an annual event for us, and we just want that to continue to grow and at the same time see our women's programs grow in every way and the experience of our female student athletes. So it was very exciting. We were really pumped up last Saturday night when it was over.
Scott, what are you learning about NIL now that you didn't know a year ago at this particular time? I mean, it's taken off with our Hoosiers for Good, centering, of course, connecting all of our student athletes with charitable causes in the name, image, and likeness. But, boy, it's just blossoming, and there's no end to it. It's just part of the landscape now of college athletics.
You're exactly right, Joe. And we, from the very beginning, and actually before even the NIL legislation was passed or it was changed so that it was allowed, you know, we wanted to be on the cutting edge of it. We wanted, just like I was saying, academically and athletically, we want to maximize the opportunity. Well, within the rules, we want to do that from an NIL perspective too. And we wanted to be a school or be known as a school that really promotes NIL and helps student athletes, if they're interested, to profit off of that.
Sure.
So we do a lot of educating. And answer your question specifically, you know, at the very beginning a year ago, we had our policy set up in our program, and we do a lot of educating, and whether it's financial literacy or how to build your brand and how to sell yourself and all of that. Well, then as the year went along, you know, and I'm so thankful for the collectives and Hoosiers for Good and Hoosiers Connect and all that they've done to try to come together to help, you know, generate outside the athletic department interest in NIL opportunities for our student athletes. And I think it's a win-win situation for everybody. And the entrepreneurial spirit of our students has been, it's been fun for me to watch how they have adapted and tried to figure out ways to maximize their opportunities. So it's been a learning experience for sure. But I think at the end of the day, it's really been a great way for our students to continue to grow just like they do athletically and academically.
Well, let me throw you a big picture one here, Scott, to wrap things up, okay. And we appreciate your time.
Sure.
Kevin Warren is on Bryant Gumbel's show on HBO, and he says he's thinking of 20 teams down the road and perhaps paying student-athletes. Does Title IX require opportunity or equality? Because I know people are asking, well, if you pay football players and you pay bass, how is everybody equal? Is that something you have to worry about now, or is that something you just need to pay attention to, and how does that work?
Yeah, in terms of Title IX, any benefits that we provide to our student athletes from the university, you know, we are subject to, which we're, you know, always been a leader of this and a proponent of it. We talked about it at the Women's Excellence Symposium of making certain that those opportunities are equal across genders. And so any changes that would happen to the rules down the road, we would have to make certain that there are Title IX implications that we need to take into account. So all of the talk about what I call it is just the modernization of college athletics. You know, what's it going to look like a year from now or 5 years from now? You know, we want to look ahead and make certain that we don't just say this is the way we've always done it, but at the same time, kind of the bedrock foundational elements of an education-based system. You know, we're still education-based, and I don't think that'll ever. That's who we are. Really focusing on gender equity and equality and all the great things that come with that, broad-based programming, meaning that, you know, we're always, you know, we all know that football and men's basketball generate the revenue that drives the engine. But at the same time, and I know this is really the case here at IU, we're equally as proud and want the same things for our women's swim team or our golf teams or our field hockey team that we do for all of our programs so that we're broad-based. So those foundational elements to me are really critical to maintain those at the same time thinking about what is next and what is that next version of what college athletics looks like, where does that evolve to? So, you know, we've got to be on the cutting edge. We have to look ahead, but at the same time can't forget what it's all about and why we're here. Yeah. And, you know, I love the impact we have on young people, and that's why we do what we do. And to me, that's really important that we don't lose that, because sometimes the money part of things, because again, we're talking about billions of dollars, right? It's a lot of money. We can't let that cause us to lose sight of what we're all about. And that's important to me and to us here at IU.
Well, it's always been your foundation and always will be, Scott, and well said there. And it's, you know, it's been a quick summer, but 2 weeks from tonight, we tee it up. We've got the orange and blue coming over from Champaign. High-profile game, double-edged sword. Not only get us back in the win column, but a Big Ten game to boot. So hopefully a great crowd will be on hand to usher in Tom's sixth season.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited. It will be a big night. You know, our students, I know, will be really, really excited. You know, obviously we have a tremendous amount of respect for Illinois as a Big Ten colleague and a Big Ten sister school. And, you know, Josh Whitman, their AD, he and I become close. He's really a terrific AD. And so we'll, you know, we'll have to be ready. But I know we've been preparing for it all summer, and both internally as a department and also as a football program. So we can't wait, and we just hope you know how much we appreciate what you guys do just to get people going, and you know, it means a lot. Just talking to you guys gets me more excited about 2 weeks from today. So
well,
I appreciate you guys having me on.
20 great minutes. Hopefully we can do this about, you know, every month along about this time, huh?
Anytime you need me, I'm here. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All righty, everybody. So have a great weekend, Scott. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
You.
And
thanks for having me.
Go Hoosiers.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, go IU. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later on. Bye-bye.